So I noticed that with TTRPGs becoming, I mean, clearly we're on Twitter and we see how big TTRPGs are getting. And a lot of celebrities are getting into them. And so the thought always comes up of like, what celebrity could you imagine playing TTRPGs with? There's always a joke about like the blunt rotation squad, like who you would like to smoke a blunt with. But I want to know, what celebrity would you like to play a TTRPG with? And tell me like what kind of setting you would like to play them with in.
Well, Jake, I'll answer your question if you put that blunt away.
I need this. I don't do drugs. So I had thought up a lot about it, and I was going between like a lot of different people. One of mine was Anthony Hopkins because I feel like he would be an excellent GM for a very creepy like Call of Cthulhu thing.
Oh, yes.
However, the one that I think would be the most entertaining would be running a game of any TTRPG, I think. But have Jack Black as a
Oh
player.
my God.
Oh man.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh yeah.
He could play anything. I would want him to play a bard,
Of
obviously.
course,
Yeah,
yes,
but
of course.
my God, he would be so entertaining. He would just
Yeah.
command the table. He would just do
I
fantastic.
feel like anytime he would sing, you'd be like, normally you get a plus one, you get plus five to
But
everything. Just
yeah, depending on the system, just whatever you do, gain advantage. I
Yep.
just give it to you.
The problem is you would have to upgrade all the mics to get his pitch because he
Yeah,
would break all
yeah.
these mics.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one, and I also would like to play a game of Call of Cthulhu, but DM'd by Stephen King.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Except the ending sucks. Sorry, Stephen King. I do love you.
And your character is a child where something horrible happens to you.
Yeah. And at the end, you all die.
To be fair, a Call of Cthulhu campaign with Pennywise would fit
Oh,
right
with
in.
Tim Curry?
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
or the God, the guy in the newer
Oh,
ones.
the
He
newer.
did a good job too.
Yeah.
Actually, going complete opposite because you before you were like, don't pick the one that you were picking, like that, whatever. John sounds like.
This is my John impression.
So actually, I was thinking about it because I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine the other day,
Okay.
and I was thinking of Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Because Terry Crews is
Yep.
I like of like all the things he's done, he is so like charismatic and like demands like boom, rules table. I'm
Yeah.
like I feel like play any campaign, you play a dark campaign, something like was it first edition Raven's Hill or Carrion Hill or Carrion Crown?
Crown,
He has something like that. He could play like a paladin, like he has that all that charisma and
Oh
like
man.
bulk.
There's the classic image of Terry Crews' face on like an angelic paladin's like
Yeah.
paladin figure. Yeah,
Yeah, and
it's
like
perfect.
and it's like if you've ever seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's the episode when he's like gushing over his childhood like an author that he loved as a kid, and it's like a fantasy thing, and he's dresses up as a barbarian,
Oh my
and he's
God.
just like going to town.
I'll have to watch that because I think Hannah and I watched like the first one or two seasons,
Oh, it's a
maybe.
fantastic
It's a
show.
It is
fantastic
a
show.
top-notch show. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I will say him because it's like for that type of experience, I could see like him getting really into it. Like,
Yeah.
Maybe you said that because you were like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I was like, oh man, it's now a campaign with Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg would be
As like a
good.
bard or a
Oh my
swashbuckler or a
Yeah.
rogue, where he's like just like this cowardly idiot.
Except you know he'd be doing the face like a.
I know that would be really fun, but
Oh, this is nerdy.
so that would be fun. But I think my original idea would be Idris Elba, where I'm on a campaign where I'm like part of, like a crew on his like naval vessel, and we're like hunting pirates or some shit. And he's like a commander.
I almost hit Idris Elba. I don't know why I want him in everything, but
I just want to be a. Commanded by him.
Yes, Captain.
I don't know if you know, this might be a little dated by now, but they recently took off Portlandia from Netflix. So
Oh, yeah.
my wife and I were like crushing through the last couple seasons. So I just like have that on the brain, and I'm like, what if Carrie Brownstein DM'd Honey Heist?
All right, explain what Honey Heist is.
Honey Heist is you are criminal bears stealing honey. Oh my God. And that would be the zaniest.
Gary Brownfield would be funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like,
And you know, Fred Armisen would be there just.
he would just be there.
Yeah, he would just exist in there, and then she would ask him to voice random things.
Look, I could be a bird.
And see, I was already beaten to the punch. I just looked it up. See, look at that. What? He already Terry Crews was already
was he an actual play.
Yeah, he was an actual play.
Wasn't he in Matthew Mercer's
yep.
game?
Yeah, that's a picture of him right now.
I mean, for the record, Jack Black's already been in TGRPGs too. So.
Yeah.
But we're talking about who we would
just
like.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't care.
You have to find an original actor.
Can't do it. Like
no, that one's been taken.
Okay, so it's already been taken. Next choice is Matthew McConaughey in Delta Green Campaign. So.
Yes, yeah, like I
True
said,
Detective. Boom.
I don't know, because, like I said, my first option was, fuck, who did I say?
Jack Black.
No.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins,
yeah,
right,
sorry.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I would just love to play, like, any kind of game with him. Yeah, I don't know.
It's your turn, Jake.
Yeah, I know.
What will you do?
I feel like either, like, a Call of Cthulhu game would be good with him, or... It's a really another creepy one. Like Delta Green, of course.
Delta Green would be more of a modern setting, but I mean, perfect in Silence of the Lambs. Like,
yeah.
Sort of eeriness.
If we think about it, that entire movie could have been a Delta Green situation.
Oh, here's another one. Any game, whatever, but just with. Shit, I'm blanking on the name.
Any game with?
It was a good one until it wasn't.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God!
Yep.
No, Nicolas Cage in Honey Heist.
Again, any game.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage would be good, but God, I feel like he would go off the wall completely.
Okay. Do you want him to run the game, or do you want him to be a player? Because both would be
that's
disastrous.
True. That's true. Cary Brownstein DM for Honey Heist. Nicolas Cage player.
Eventually, she would be like, "Nick, shut up."
I feel like Keanu Reeves would be fun too.
Oh my God!
I almost said Cyberpunk Keanu Reeves, but that was just.
I mean, it'd be a little on the nose, but it'd be good. Yeah. It would be good.
Works for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
He just pulls out his gun and does a front flip over the table, and he's like, I do have my own stunts.
Well, you guys are playing Pathfinder 2E with me and each other.
Shit.
Are we celebrities yet? I don't know. Not really. What is that, episode 44 or something?
We'll see.
That's until we get our mansions.
I'm verified on Twitter. That's
just true. You're not even verified.
I never get on Twitter. I might be verified.
I don't even have a Twitter.
Yeah, with your five tweets, they verified you.
Nope. Not even one.
Not even
Seems
one.
Legit.
But we ended last episode with you guys going through the vicious combat with these Charwaka Butchers and the Sabazon. Adalar went down at one point. And he was very close to going down again.
We
ended it with the Balgard Swamp Seers that were far to the east in this Cinderclaw Mine. And after they saw the Charwaka Butchers go down, they were like, oh shit. And then they open up the door into the hut that all those Charwaka warriors came out of from the last time you were here. And they go, the Butchers are down, get out here. But I want to have a little flashback.
Oh.
Maybe not a flashback, maybe a... And it's present day Flash.
Okay.
So.
Present day Flash.
Present day
Parallel. I'm here for kind it. Like yeah. Parallax Bit. Kind of going across.
Flash parallel. It doesn't work. Whatever.
What's happening somewhere else in Galarian?
Flashing sideways.
We see Breachill.
Oh no.
And there is we're inside of Caden's Keg. Where it's a midday afternoon. Some people are in there sort of maybe on the break getting some food, or maybe some guys are starting early with the drinking. Whatever it is. And we see you see quite a few people milling about and talking. And we see an older gentleman walk in. And he goes up to the bar and orders a drink and he sits down. And some guys come up to him and they're like, hey, you're new here, aren't you? And he goes... I strolled into town. Do you guys know of my son, Adalar?
Oh, shit.
Whoa!
And they go, wait, you're Addie's father. And he goes, you know my boy Addie. And he goes, he's one of the heroes of Breach Hill. I go, oh, you should have heard some of his conquests. Well, he's been doing things here. He's a hero of Breach Hill. He stands up. He's like all excited to hear about his son. And he goes, Adalar and all of his friends. There was that orc guy. What was his name? Kezron?
Kezratron.
Yeah, that other elf guy with his wolf. My God, they were awesome. Wait. What was the guy with the sword and shield? Benson, that was his name. And he's like, God, Addie made friends. And it's incredible. He's just elated. He came here hoping to just like find you and talk to you. And turns out you're a hero of Breach Hill. And he's just delighted. And then a woman comes over and turns one of the guys around. And she goes, you said Benson? He goes, yeah, Benson. He's one of the heroes of Breach Hill. He's like, that son of a bitch. Where is he? Then we flash back to the Cinderclaw mine.
Gosh. Huh. Weird sauce.
So Adalar has friends?
I know, that's the big reveal.
The second you were like an old man walks into the bar, I kind of guessed that's where it was going, and I really wanted you to do an Adalar voice. Like deep.
My son has friends.
When you said Benson, when the guy said Benson, I was really hoping you were going to be like, yeah, new homeowner.
What, he has a house?
Newest homeowner of Breach Hill.
Let me see this house. The shack.
We flash back to the Cinderclaw mine.
Oh, man.
You guys are spent from this vicious fight. And you see now that there is something coming out of the hut.
Oh, no.
What do you guys want to do?
Elk has gotten to immediately grab onto Adalar since he's... and just yank him up to his feet.
Yeah. And I got to heal that bird.
Yeah.
Can we see the kobold... what was her name again?
Hazel.
She's still at the table, right?
She was at the table at one point. She did go into her hut, though. So, okay. Yeah.
Taking a coffee break.
Yep.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah. And it was like, the butcher's got it.
Kezra darts back into the woods.
Yeah, like Elk does immediately. So you can repay me right now on Hill Vamir.
Yes, of course. Why did you... there's no time for this.
So he goes ahead and heals for... Oh, man. Rocks on... No, that's not rock.
Eels.
You know, just like 45 points.
Hey! He's back up.
He's back up, alright.
And that'd be more than half. So.
Wow. Alright.
Yeah, he doesn't have the biggest health pool.
Alright.
Kezra's just standing over Adalar, holding this giant gashing neck wound. Right.
Yeah, I think heals all around at this point.
Yeah, well, I think we should be moving.
Yeah,
heals.
As you guys are running into the trail line to get away from the Cinderclaw mine, you see what came out. It looks like more Charaka warriors.
What the hell was that?
And a familiar priest of Dahak. One of the ones that you guys had encountered as you were walking through the woods one day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
it was not here last time.
They got reinforcements.
We should just burn that down, that hut. All right.
That's just what they want.
They just want fire, even if it's
We'll build stuff and burn it down later, but we need the shelter.
Every time they get a shelter, they just burn it down. Because
we'll burn it down and goes, I like what you did, but we got to do it again.
But it's raining? You really need cover.
Right. Potions. What's everybody got for potions?
I think I have one.
I have two Elixir of Life Lesser, and I have a Lesser Healing Potion.
I have at least three Lesser Healing Potions, because I've never used them. I just collect them.
I've got two.
All right, well, hold on, let me ask. You guys just dip, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we definitely hide.
Okay, well, we're out of combat then. You guys have just booked it.
Gotcha.
And
I mean, do we? Is that?
Yeah.
Is that what Benson wants to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Alar. No, Benson just charges into him.
Benson charges.
I'm very aware how many resources were just used.
I could just see him like holding a shield, just bam, bam. Okay. Oh crap.
Benson, no, we need to leave.
Can we loot the butchers?
Real quick.
Let's drag their bodies. I mean, they're small creatures.
Let's see. What do they have? All of their hatchets were plus one striking.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That's good. Those are thrown weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not returning. They look more like cleavers, but yeah, they're badass hatchets.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had that star knife.
Yeah, the star knife still can return, so. But 1d6 just...
Yep, yeah, that's all they had was their striking, plus one striking hatchet and then just hide armor, so nothing crazy other than that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, running through the woods.
The Sabaton had a spear.
Oh. Whoa. I didn't even see him use the spear, he just like choking people.
So we sweep up the three hatchets and the spear and we run away.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we are off to the west of the mine.
Yeah.
Into the woods.
How big was the Sabaton? Like, it was a medium, right?
Yep, it was medium.
We're walking through the woods. There's no one around and your phone is dead.
Roll perception check.
Let me take you to the map. I'll just take you to Hex Map because it's entirely inconsequential to take you to an actual map.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
So I marked on the map where you guys have been and which pillars.
Look at all those X's.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have walked 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Wait. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 miles, 80 in one direction. And now you've kind of walked more than that, clearly, but you've walked out 80 miles from Akraville.
We're getting our steps in.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you have one of those, like, Fitbits, it would be like, you need to calm down on your calorie burning, buddy. Holy crap.
I'm living a 500-calorie day cycle. I need to burn off 1,500 more. All right.
It's because we feel like we're clear. Kezra just plops down, holding his neck wound.
Yeah.
All right. One section down. Who's ready to get back in there?
After healing, of course.
Yes, not until tomorrow. I'm almost spent. Who is the most hurt? We're all hurt, but...
Kezra.
Me. I hurt.
All right, so he's going to burn his last heal of the day.
Jeez.
You can't just do a medicine?
I mean, I can't, but this is like burst. So.
Yeah. I'm assuming Kezra is down quite a bit.
Yeah.
So 40.
And then, hey. I mean, I can start. I'll use the healer's gloves too. How much are you down there, Kezikez?
I need like 20 more hit points.
20 more.
To be full.
I know, can you do that with your spells left, or do you want to?
I don't have any heal spells left. I got the healer's gloves.
Oh, wow.
Are we planning on going back in today and taking out that priest?
I mean, I have no healing spells.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm at 60 health. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I'm at 60 health.
And you need,
62
health. And you need to repair your shield.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you guys are literally spent from... Right. If Avalor can't heal, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, him alone being out is should be a decision.
And those four enemies did that. Like, the Sabaton was a big drop, at least. Like, getting rid of that thing.
Because it could see us when invisible. It could sense us.
Yeah, it could try to sense you.
Yeah, but like it was also pretty damn powerful too.
Yeah.
It just never was able to get a full.
Had it grabbed onto Adalar, but like I said, had it started to do more stuff to him, it would have been awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to. Too much has been spent, but that priest wasn't there before. They're bringing in more people.
Probably calling in outer patrols.
Yes, I hate to say it, but... Well, I want to know what's inside the cabin, but... If
we re-attack, we should just burn it down.
We completely ruled out using that large creature in the cage.
Well, if that kobold comes out and just simply puts it back down, I'm not sure on its control, like if she can do that from a distance. But it could still be a worthy distraction, and draw her out up.
I would say, though, if we decide to, when we decide to go back, I think we should position the assault to where we'll be in front of the dinosaur cage. Because if not, and we come from the south again, that little kobold could just sick that thing on us.
Yes.
If we can get between the cage and her.
And to be fair, though, staying at range from her is quite devastating. And he just kind of like looks back down to his wounds, like the scars are still there from the poison that course though, and he's, that was a horrific poison, and who knows if she has more ready. I mean, if she hit, you know, Adelaar, or it's quite, and that range, that crossbow that she wielded, it could hit us very, very far. And he's just kind of trying to think, like, need to get, but then she had those spells. But that priest, you said you saw that priest, right, before?
We had not seen the priest. We fought one in the woods, but we killed that one. Yeah.
Oh,
that's the one I fried with the lightning bolt. There's now a new one, so they've called in reinforcements, or...
It's like Age Empires, so you just spawned another one out of the temple.
It's like when you're playing StarCraft and you're like attacking a Protoss and all of a sudden like a fucking carrier shows up. Yeah. Like, oh god, son of a bitch.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like we might need to do some more devastating actions to cause distractions at least. But of course, Adelaar needs to quite heal us all.
Oh yeah, and during this,
get to work. And you
Adelaar was
slapping him around. Come on.
Yeah, Adelaar was tending to Kezra's wounds. He did himself, and he got to Benson, and then he finally got to Elk.
And we're all healed.
So how do we attack the quarry next?
23 for Elkwood. 38 for Benson.
Jeez. That's good. Yeah, and Vamir could use another heal if you can.
Okay. I'll be treating wounds.
Veterinarian skill.
Yeah, what kind of cute name do we give to a vulture?
I failed on...
We never actually resolved its dying condition things. But I guess you would have just healed it.
Yeah, he healed it
immediately.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I did, yeah. That's why I burned one of my heals on.
Yeah, because it was down dying too. Yeah.
I assume that you guys were going to leave, but so right. You know, when those guys came out, if you didn't, I would be like, "Hey, Vamir's still dying."
Well, like I said before, we could attack from the north down, try to get between them and the dinosaur cage. Because I feel like if things proceed, it might be
full
used against us.
The dinosaur used against us.
Yes, that's my suspicion.
So you want to kill the dinosaur?
No, get between them and the cage.
Oh.
So it has to go through them.
True. So we'd be dealing with Hazel first.
Yes, I was wondering if we could sabotage the cage so that it would not open as easily. So perhaps they did break through our defenses, but they weren't. It maybe would take them a little longer to release the beast.
And remember, we have those spiders that are still up there.
Right.
Just causing chaos, I think, would set a lot of things aflame.
You got a pretty good look at him. Did you want to try to do some more nature checks?
Yeah.
Because you can, I mean, I'm just saying you were there, so you might be able to,
No.
No.
19.
No. Oh, I'm actually... This is a cool thing about treat wounds. It says, if you succeed at your check, you can continue treating the target to grant additional healing. If you treat them for a total of 1 hour,
double the hit points that you're gained from treat wounds. So I'm guessing if we're just sitting tight, I mean, Benson, that means you're at full because I'd be treating you. That's 76.
Full.
You'd be full. And then...
full.
Yeah.
Damn. I also get my focus points back.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, you guys have a decent idea on, or I should say a collective idea on how to approach this whole thing now. What do you guys want to do? Because, like I said, y'all are spent. Do you want to try to just walk back to the Anadi, I call it a village, the Anadi hamlet?
Is how far away is it?
Yeah,
it was in the next tech, so you'd have to go
10 half miles. A day.
Yeah.
Half well, we just spent 4 hours, five. Well, not. I guess I just treated the wounds. In that
yeah,
10
you,
so
you did
about 4 hours.
So probably wounds. Just camping here then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So all right. So you guys are gonna sleep in the woods?
Yep.
Okay. make me a survival check.
Yep.
Okay. That is a...
And we've got a plus two from the mosquito name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I crushed it.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a 24 survival.
28.
There you go.
Well, you guys are fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
Does it beat my three?
no, but your three hurts us.
I was going to say,
it does.
Benson's fucking it up, and you're like, what are you doing? Just
Benson sees Poison Ivy. He's like, this is good place.
just Poison Ivy.
What, guys? I'm immune to it.
And you guys, we go into the night. You guys sort of just hung out during the day. Who is taking the first watch?
I'll do it.
It's about 10 p.m. Do me a favor and make me a perception check as you're sort of sitting there.
Oh, yeah, we'd be doing a shift, so I would say Elk would be joining him as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys would go first while we sleep for our full thing to get our spells back.
Yeah. Yeah, always with the spellcasters. Take a nap first.
Oh, yeah. They get the full nap. You guys get broken naps.
Yep.
You go.
20.
24 for Elk and I guess 19 for Vamir. So he can technically do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so your vulture's just sort of hovering, not hovering in the air, but
he's just in a high high perch, just doing like that thing vultures do when they're like,
yeah.
Yeah, their head's low and their shoulders
are high.
Their
wings just go.
So as you guys are sitting there sort of making conversation, small talk about, I'm sure you guys are doing tactics. You hear something in the woods.
That sound.
Hand on sword.
Yeah, Elk immediately readies an arrow, just looking in the direction.
Just waiting.
All of a sudden,
okay, we're still on hex.
Sorry,
still on hex screen. We fight the map.
All of a sudden, tiny red bead comes out of the tree line.
They followed us.
And a fireball explodes in the center of the camp. I need you all to make a reflex save.
I was up in the tree.
What's the negative for unconscious?
Right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Minus four for our reflex there, Tim.
Oh, okay. It's a lot better than I thought, honestly.
Oh, my God. Of course Vamir gets a higher bonus than me.
So you've had a lot of rolls.
Actually, Vamir's out of it because he was up in a tree, so yeah. He's out. Okay.
Ouch.
I rolled a natural 19. So I got a 25.
Wow.
In my sleep.
He turns into sleep.
Fucking know how, but Kezra succeeds.
Oh my gosh.
The blood of the dragon. It's like a breakdance in your sleep.
I know, I'm Ron Swanson. I sleep fight. Sleep fighting, so I'm always on guard.
I fail.
You fail.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty then.
16 for me.
Oof.
That is a fail. Not a critical fail.
Okay. I got a 15. Is that a crit fail?
That is a crit fail.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
I was like, that's not a crit fail.
Elk got a 28. Vimir got a 30.
Like I said, Vimir is fine. He was up in the tree.
Oh, so I just rolled for it, and he's just like, you know what? I get 19 on die. Like, God damn.
So you critically failed their tempo?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys know what you succeeded with, right?
Yeah.
Let me pull up the dice roller. Roll 66 points of fire damage.
Oh.
Okay. You know what I was thinking about? Last episode, I was like, we haven't used that wondrous dog figurine to alert us that any enemies are coming ever.
Yeah, you did get that, and it never happened. 21 points of fire damage.
So 42.
And so 21, you said, right? So
yep.
That'd be a 10 or 11?
Round down, yeah.
Okay.
And all of the Charvarkov warriors that you saw earlier and the Charvarkov dragon priests come jumping out of the woods at you. They make it to about this point, about 20-30 feet away or so, and I need you all to roll initiative.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll take that.
I gotta put this on a map.
No.
Oh yeah.
You're using your imagination for this fight?
It's a Theater of the Mind episode.
Oh, God. I'll take it, though.
So, I put you guys in, like, a four square, but, you know, obviously, the Benson and Elkwood, you guys would have been talking somewhere or whatever, but... Yeah, just move yourselves accordingly. Anyway, how's those initiatives looking? Benson, what'd you get?
Word perception of 15.
15. You heard a dirt bike grab right by.
Oh shit, it's a charcoal on the dirt bike.
That's the scarier thing.
Charcoal dragon piece on a dirt bike.
That was a 5 on the die for that.
So, Elkwood.
28. And.
Kezzer? Oh yeah.
A fucking natural 16. 20.
16.
Oh no, we share the same thing.
So. Yeah, right. 16 for Kezzer. Adelar.
13.
Cool. Awful initiatives, too.
I'm going to get a -4 because I was asleep.
Well, I mean, you got hit with a fireball.
Oh.
Yeah, you're awake now.
Okay. You're like, oh, God, it's coffee.
You're 17. Awake and your perception kicks in.
17. It's like, you ever been pushed out of your bed when you're in a dead sleep? It really sucks.
But sadly, our spells don't kick in.
Adelar, what is your what's your perception modifier?
14.
14. Better than the Charvarkov Warriors.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I guess it would be reflex, but they were stealthy. I don't know. Whatever. You go before them. Not going to be too different anyway. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Dragon priest targeting hunt prey. Immediately had his bow readied. So, and don't do a 2-action. To hunter's aim. Oh my god, 16 on the die. So that's plus 17. That's a 2. Hold on. Tim, math for me.
What
16 plus 17.
33.
33 to hit.
33 to hit. Yeah, that is a critical hit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yes.
Nice.
Okay. So immediately D4. That's D5. Fuck, is that 5? 6. And come on. That's 11. So 22 doubled. And plus... D10.
Ow.
Top of that.
Tap.
So 23 points of damage immediately.
Ah.
And Vimir. Oh shit, where's Vimir?
Oh, I'll just pull him over for you. Where is he? Vulture. There you are.
Where is he? Ah, there he is.
There he is.
And he is going to take an action to fly directly at. Oh my god, stop.
It'll trackpad and D20.
Yeah, trackpad just kind of don't like it. He's gonna fly up to it and take a strike. 13, 24 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay, that is 3d8. 6, 4, 10. 16. 19 points of damage.
Okay. 19 points of damage for the fucking bird?
3d8 plus 3.
God.
He's a badass.
Ow.
He's a big freaking bird.
Wow, you fucking you halved him.
I'm sorry, have you ever been pecked by a giant bird?
No, but
it sucks.
I held a screech owl once, and they have deceptively strong talons.
Yes.
So I get it.
You should have named the bird Sweet D.
She used her pendulum like legs for extra strength. Not how she hit.
Okay.
I have more respect for Vamir than Sweet D.
Well, yeah. That's not hard.
You mean any respect at all?
Any respect.
Yeah, any, yeah. Alright, it is the Dragon Priest's turn. Let's see. Dragon Priest has some fun things to do. Except he's got a fucking vulture in his face. That'd hurt.
Yeah.
Alright. It is going to do a Shrieking Frenzy.
Okay.
And then he is going to use his plus one longsword to try to swing out at the vulture.
All right.
All right. This is a Chagra Call, right?
This is the Chagra Call Priest.
Yeah.
First one is a... Oh, goodness. 19 on the die.
Fuck, that's a crit already.
Oh, my God, yes. 36.
Yep, that hurt.
All right. That was a crit.
That was a crit.
Okay.
Son of a bitch. Doesn't have the best AC.
No. 30 points of damage.
Wait, what?
30?
No, I thought we already did the damage.
No, it was a... No, that was 36 to hit.
Oh, 36 to... Yeah, that's a crit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, and I thought that was the damage.
No, and then 30 damage.
So okay.
Yeah.
For a moment, I was like, what? Okay.
Excuse you?
Okay.
All right, yeah, now...
He's still up.
Second attack. 15.
That's a miss.
And... Then he's going to try to reposition himself.
What is he?
He's going to go a little bit west of the vulture.
Hmm.
There. All right, a little bit west of the vulture, a little bit closer to the party, however.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not.
Next is Adalar.
Oh, okay. How? Didn't Adalar get a 13?
I got a 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got the plus 4 back because I was awake.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I adjusted after he told me.
Remember, fireball is better than coffee.
All right, so Adalar remembering that he can indeed treat wounds in battle, he's going to do some battle medicine on himself, attempting the DC 20. Crushes it, so he crit succeeds, which is awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you pull out a good burn heal?
That's like 33 right there.
Oh, nice.
Gosh.
Hey, you good Pokemon.
Just sprayed himself with Neosporin. I'm good.
Yep.
I'm fine. Just put some Tussin on it.
Alright, and since I still got two more actions, I'm literally from the ground because he don't care about any of that business. He is going to light up the sky.
What?
As holy fire erupts from his
what?
Fingertips. Oh, yeah, you thought I was out of spells, Jake? You thought you could pull one on us?
Could you imagine? So I was just thinking of, like, in World War II documentaries, you got, like, the flare that goes up, and it's just a beam of light in the darkness.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Target, a shooter ray. Gotta hit that AC.
Let's go.
What are you shooting at?
What am I shooting at? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shooting at the priest.
At the priest? Okay.
Yeah, because I got direct line of fire. And I'm going to use my hero point. Somewhere in a parallel flash, he feels the presence of his father in Breach Hill. And he's like, this is for you, daddy.
Hey, don't do that, Porter!
Oh, my
God.
Damn.
Wow.
For his daddy, indeed. That's a magic crit.
Oh, my God.
It's a magic crit. Uh-huh. All right.
You switch places.
Stunned. Amazing. Normal damage. But the target is stunned too.
Oh man.
That keeps him from
a
doing
lot of spells are too.
Yeah. Oh. How does being stunned too for a spellcaster?
Oh my god. It sucks. All right.
Okay, I'll take it.
So
it's 5d6, right?
Normal damage. So that means I don't do double.
No.
Okay. I'm guessing it's not a fiend.
Nope.
Can I have another?
Actually,
your D6 is cursed. I don't want it. I'll just roll
it all. No, he counts as Travica, Dragon, Fire, Humanoid, so.
You're rolling good. Oh my god.
Shut the fuck up. Swear to god, if you one hit this dude,
I'll be happy.
21 points of fire damage.
That's the double? Oh no, it's not double.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
doubled,
yeah.
Stun 2,
I mean,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, Stun 2 sucks.
Stun is pretty awesome.
Anyway.
And, Adelard has been on the ground these last two couple combats, so he's still.
It's worked out alright.
Just like woke up, got destroyed by a fireball, went pew!
Just puts a pillow under his head. Gotta be comfortable.
You guys can handle it. Okay. The Travica Warriors then are going to charge right in. They're gonna scream. And then, I could have just.
But they're not butchers.
Nope. No, they're not butchers.
They're not butchers.
I know.
Just regular broskies. Coming to have some broskies with you.
Oh.
They're cracking up in a cold one.
They're going to kill you and take them from you.
Oh, no.
Charco Warriors.
They don't like Bud Light.
Three attacks. Hatchet. All right, so going left to right and then down, so. So the first two are going to go after... Actually, one of them is going to go after Benson. The other one's going to go after Adelar on the ground.
It's actually kind of beneficial that I was up watch when this happened.
Yeah.
Because you can't sleep in your armor.
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
Three attacks with the hatchet on Benson. 18 to hit.
Miss.
21 to hit.
Miss.
8.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Three attacks on Adelar on the ground.
Oh no.
Yes, I am flat footed.
Yep. 14.
Miss. And a roll to the left.
Another 14.
And a roll to the right.
And you roll again for another miss.
Yeah.
He's so fast on the ground.
It's just always worked out for me. It's weird. Elkwood.
That's six of them.
Six attacks coming at you, bud.
All right.
First set of three. 18.
Miss.
A miss and a miss. Next three. 25 to hit.
Oh, that does hit.
That one hits. You take 6 points of slashing damage.
Oh, shit. It's been a while.
I know. And the other two miss.
Good.
Okay.
Just dipping and weaving.
Yep. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra stands up.
Uh-huh.
His fingers grow with dragon claws and lightning.
Yes.
And then I will... That was two actions. So I'll swing.
Oh, okay.
With the one right in front of me. Okay.
22. Yeah, that definitely hits the Charco Warrior.
So 14 damage.
Ow. Ooh.
Nice.
There's just regular warriors, too. You really fucked them up.
Huh.
Good.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Benson.
Okay. I will take a 5-foot step here.
Okay.
Perfect.
So you're standing right next to Adelar.
Yep. And I'm going to swing at the one directly in front of me.
All right.
That is literally the best possible outcome. I'm really hoping you do move next to me. Just wait for my next turn.
Oh, no.
17.
17 against Charco Warrior. Unfortunately,
yeah.
A miss.
Yeah.
Barely a miss.
Okay, we're going to go again.
All right. As the end of your turn, back to the top of the round. Round two, Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood, he is going to...
Back-to-back fighting.
I know.
Right?
I don't know if they have attack of opportunity here, but he is going to actually drop his bow.
Mm-hmm.
Quick draw and move. He is just going to take attack of opportunity, whatever. And move forward, and with quick draw, pulls out his elvish curve blade.
Oh,
whoa, haven't seen those in a while.
And I guess they didn't attack.
Nope, they're Charcoal Warriors. They do not have attacks.
They're not smart enough to attack.
Oh, so what you're telling me is I can stand up.
You can stand up if you wanted, yeah.
And
I thought you were just comfy on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, so first action, well, free, he drops the bow. Second action moves up, or first action... Moves up, quick draw, and second action swings. Oh my god. 15 on the die, so that's a 30 to hit.
Oh.
Against the Dragon Priest?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Beautiful. That is 3d8 plus 3.
Ah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn, that's...
Why do you get 3d8?
It's a striking.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm using... It's a two-handed sword, so it's... 8 plus... So it's 11 points of damage. Just straight up slices right into him.
Yeah.
And has one more attack.
You have one more attack.
Yep. 17 on the die. Yes.
Wow.
So that's
okay.
Negative... I think it's like a negative 4 since it's a finesse weapon.
Or agile.
So, yeah, I keep getting those confused. Yeah, so that would be a... Just a... Oh god, plus 11, so that's a 28 to hit.
Gosh.
Yeah, that'll hit.
But now he doesn't have that precision damage
right.
bonus.
I mean, he still might do it.
15 points of damage. I rolled better on that one.
Okay. He is not looking good at all.
And then now, Vamir is going to fly up behind him.
Thank you.
Oh no, yeah, he is going to flank.
That was such genuine anger for him.
But yeah, it's a 16.
Yeah, that'll miss. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Oh, thank God he can do one last thing. With what?
And he's stunned too, I believe.
Oh, yeah. God, you're right. Fuck. No, such cool stuff ready. Shit.
Yes.
One crit card, man.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Action. Swing at the fucking bird.
Gonna kill the bird.
I'm just saying, you're the one who brought my daddy into Breach Hill. You only have yourself to blame.
I know.
He's like, Daddy, you're proud of me? Boom!
Swings with his sword, 32 against the bird.
Oh. Yeah, that's a crit.
All right.
He's still probably gonna take him down.
Yeah.
Quack!
That is 12 points of damage doubled to 24.
Still up?
Wow.
Shit.
You rolled low, I guess.
Yeah, that was a low roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's still up. He's not looking good, though.
Damn it. I was like, next round.
No.
It's going to be over for the punks. Adelar, your turn.
Oh, yes. Benson walks right next to Adelar. Adelar is still on the ground, and he grabs onto Benson's ankle, and Adelar says, Benson, we need a hero.
We need a hero.
But he's got to be strong, and he's got to be tough. He's got to be fresh from the fight.
And it's all those things. And I cast Heroism. And there's something inside you that awakens. You know, Abadar and Iomide, they're friendly. And you just feel the blessing of Abadar on you, and your soul soars, granting you a plus one status bonus to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
Very nice.
That's nice.
So, and that is for 10 minutes. It's a long time. So you are good. And then, you know what? I'm gonna... I'll stand up.
All right.
No more flat-footed for me.
And he raises his hatchet.
And just sits there.
Who are you?
Doesn't do anything about it.
I guess I gotta wait for my turn.
All right, you get up this turn, Buster.
It's like, I just like the evolution of these creatures. Like the butchers are like, ah, go. And these guys are like,
all right.
Soon, buddy.
You!
Point at you as you get up, like, if only I were a few levels higher.
It's like that one that we ran away the first time, and just the one that was like, I'm not gonna get him! And then Adelard, like, kills him.
Oh, yeah, that's Siri Light. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was just like, bah! and then the butchers were like, get out of here, you're weak. It is the warriors' turns. The Trowarka warrior on the southwest is going to take a step up so he can flank with his friend against Benson.
Oh no!
And two attacks.
I'm on a monkey blender.
Benson's shaking in his little armor boots.
First attack missed. Second attack was a natural 20.
Okay. Oh.
It's okay, they're not butchers. I'm just.
No, they're not.
I'm really just thinking they're not butchers.
Great cards, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, slice nerve.
Oh, no.
That target is slowed two for one round.
Oh, no.
Was that negative? No, like one action?
He loses two actions.
Wow, Jake, I get where you're coming from. This fucking sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
Benson.
For one round?
Yeah, one round.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it doesn't taper. It just goes away, so.
You can still just beat the shit
out
of the one.
Stunned? Does that taper?
Stunned, the condition goes away with each action that is consumed. Slowed is, it's like the next level of stunned, but slowed two for one round is essentially just stunned two. Can be like slowed two for 1 minute.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. That's what I say for one round. So after his next round, it goes away.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was those two attacks. Next,
I hate to be a dick, but you never rolled damage.
Oh, you're right. Thanks.
He just didn't take
10
damage.
Points of damage.
That's double?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
I'm going to fuck these things up.
This is the breathing room that you feel better because you're like, I just want to kill something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to suffer horribly for it.
I just want to give you guys a good sesh. It's also part of the story. Shut up.
Okay.
Charcoal Warrior is... he's going to go after... Next one is going to go after Kezra. 22 for the first attack.
That just hit my blood magic.
He is within 5 feet of me.
He is within 5 feet.
Oh, my God.
Wretched with strike.
He might just freaking devastate him.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Oh, what about your shield other thing? Can you use that? Or does that apply to him as well? The plus two?
Oh, yeah. You get plus two.
How does that work?
Shield block and wretched strike both take a reaction.
Well, it's...
Hold on. It's called...
Yeah. What are the called?
Shield warden.
Does that mean you have to have your shield raised?
I think it does.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, still retribute strike.
Still retribute strike.
Yeah. Okay.
That's minus 8 to the damage.
That's probably all the damage.
Yeah, no.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great ability, it turns out.
One damage goes through.
Dude, he rolled.
For your information.
He rolled max damage.
Yes, he did.
21.
21 absolutely hits this Charaka warrior. Let's see if you just... Oh, actually, you can't do the...
It was on the bottom one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get the damage reduction, you don't get the attack.
Correct.
Fair.
Okay.
And
so
it's still good.
Okay. Other two. One is going to go up to you, Benson. The top ones that are... the two that are north of you. 25 to hit.
Hits.
All right.
But the thing only going to attack me once?
It... hold on. you take 9 points of damage, Benson. Other attack. You shouldn't have reminded me. Natural 1.
Yay!
Should have said, no, he's only going to attack once.
And the fumble cards.
He knows it's coming.
Something worse than losing your turn.
Yeah.
Forgetting your turn. Yay, I told you it's sharp. You take 1d6 persistent bleed.
Hey.
As you cut yourself with your hatchet again.
Hold on.
God, getting use out of these cards.
I know.
Wait, did he take that damage now?
Yeah, it's on his turn.
He fucking died.
Oh my god.
Just cuts his leg off.
No, he swung at you and then just like cut his knee open and he was just like, ah!
Dude, you just cut his tendon open up on his thigh.
God. Anyway. Wow, what a great way to end. Good natural one to yourself.
They were just they were trying to level up.
Anyway. Yeah, no, right. Second attack on Benson. A miss. Third attack was a natural 20, but if you minus 10, it would be an 18. So just a regular success.
Yeah. Yep.
Just a regular hit.
I think you still get a card, though. You just don't get double damage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a natural 20.
All right.
Slashy shield cleave, normal damage.
But? No, go on. He has a shield, so I'm interested to see how this affects him.
Normal damage to the target's shield. Apply hardness normally.
Okay.
Oh, good.
That's fine.
Well, 4 points of damage to the...
So that doesn't even break
so nothing. Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
The hatchet breaks.
What a great...
That's funny. It's a crit, but it ended up doing zero damage.
Zero damage to... I mean,
that's like the best one I could get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is going to still go after Adalar. First attack. 10.
Nope.
Second attack, miss. Third attack, good roll, but... with a minus 10, it's only 16, so...
Nah.
The butchers make these things look like baby sheep.
Yeah.
you want to know what the challenge rating difference was between them?
Sure. Probably a lot.
Like 9.
Six.
Chowrka Warrior, creature 1.
Yeah.
Chowrka Butchers, creature 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
My God. It's quite a bit.
We saw three of them with the Sabasan.
Three of them.
I know.
And the Sabasan was a 6, right?
7? I don't remember what the Sabasan was. It wasn't easy. After them, Kezra, your turn.
Kezra will glow his claws.
Mm-hmm.
And his eyes glow as he casts True Strike.
Oh, man. It's been a while.
He's really mad that you woke me up. I wish I had kept the first roll, but it was not on the thing. Oh, wait. I get to roll twice.
Yeah.
Okay. 22 again.
Against the Charka Warrior, that is a hit.
Yep.
You killed him.
probably.
Pitiful damage. 7.
He is still up.
Yep.
And then with my last action, I'll hit him again.
Yeah.
Dude, just rip his heart out. Kalima, that shit.
Kalima.
Yep. 23 again, I think. 21.
Yep. Hit.
Eleven.
The Chakra Warrior dies.
Oh, yeah. Whee!
Two down, still two Chowrka Warriors, and one real fucked up looking Dragon Priest.
Good.
Benson.
I'll take my one attack.
Yeah. Dude, you might just kill one.
Get that extra plus one.
Yeah, you just fucking killed that.
I think I just crit it.
They're both at full HP. Let's see if you can just knock one down immediately.
Tim, 16 plus 18.
34.
Yep, that is a crit.
Yep.
I love doing that, Tim. It's 1-8.
Oh, God.
Oh. And a 7.
Ah. Oh.
So, 30 points of damage.
All right, which one did you kill?
The one right in front of me.
The one just north of you. Okay. It
turned it into paste.
Dead.
Dead.
Oh, right. You still have two more actions? Oh, no.
Don't.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, top of the round, Elkwood.
Okay, Elkwood is going to stare at this dragon priest and just swing like... Baseball.
I'm
going to
need you to make all three of these things misses.
How about not?
Wait, did I?
Read it, John. Read that shit.
Natural 20.
Damn it. I was like, oh, it's going to be a natty one, and I had it.
This with your sword?
Yes.
Spun around. The target is flat-footed until the end of your next turn.
All right.
Nice.
Until the end of its next turn.
If it survives, I'll see.
Is that double damage then?
It's double damage.
Oh.
28 points of damage.
You swing through this thing, and for a split second it goes, how could I see my feet in this direction?
Yes.
And you cut it in half and it falls down.
And as flavor, because I don't know if anyone plays Ghost of Tsushima.
I know about it anyway.
But yeah, there's an ability you get later where you can decapitate your enemy and intimidate the others. So as he chops through it, the head is spinning. And he just catches it and turns around.
Oh my yes. gosh.
And just points at the last one and hunts prey on it. And Vemir just runs. Flies right over.
Sweet.
And just pecks.
Roll Intimidate.
Knight. I mean, hunt prey one. Yeah. I mean, I could roll Intimidate, but I actually don't have that ability.
No, I'm pretty sure you could just Intimidate.
You can just
roll. You don't have to be trained to demoralize.
Oh, well, that would be a. What would it be?
Plus your intimidate.
Yes, your charisma.
I don't have any charisma. That's what I'm saying. My charisma is plus zero. So I have deception, though. I mean, it would have been natural 19 on the intimidate check. But
He only had a will of plus four. So,
yeah.
So it's frightened one.
And, yep. Yeah, and Vemir is over there.
Uh-huh.
Ah, fucking hell. Natural one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You got a hero point.
That's true. Yeah, and he's just going to use a hero point.
Okay.
And he wants the fucking 26.
Yeah. Well, yep, that'll hit.
And that.
Is it a crit because he's frightened one?
It would not be a crit because he's frightened one.
Yeah, 26.
Close to a crit. I mean, the way the Vemir deals damage, it might feel like a crit.
13 points of damage.
That hurt.
Just beat cleaves right into him.
Yep. Just take out one of his fucking eyes.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, yeah.
No!
And that is the end of the turn.
That is the end. Dragon Priest, Bleedsmore, Adalar, your turn.
Adalar stares down this last warrior. Just looks at him a little amused.
You worship fire. Fire is what will end you.
And he casts Produce Flame. 22.
Yep.
All right, that's what I thought.
Wait, what's your minimum damage?
What's my minimum damage?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, I think it's 4.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Okay.
I'm sure you do more than minimum, but...
Yeah. 8?
It does.
Yeah!
It just incinerates.
Yeah.
The flames of a different god engulf him and he dies.
Jake really wanted that dragon priest to fuck us up, and we just murked him.
I mean that fireball, like...
Yeah, that was devastating.
That was rough. Yeah, I was taken down a lot by that.
I'm very upset.
How many more spells did he have?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Probably a lot.
He's dead. What does it matter?
You think there's only two dragon priests in the whole Cinderclaw cult?
Yeah, just two.
sorry, Timmy, cut on.
Yes. All right, so I am almost officially actually tapped out. We need to sleep in tomorrow. Yeah. Today.
Definitely.
Kendra's like really mad though. He like gets up and he walks over to the dragon priest and he just like, dragon breaths right onto his carcass. Yeah. Burns him straight into the ground like Godzilla burning a city.
Yeah, it's like Elkwood just grabs his head, just holds his head out and just finds a stick and just stakes it down and leaves it out. He's just like done with these people.
Yeah.
Per the rules of Fireball, your tent was just immolated.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we had to use survival check.
Do another survival check.
Does that mean the mosquito nets are gone too?
Oh, yes. Natural. It's okay. Oh. Natural 20 on survival.
Elko got a natural 20. Hey. I don't know why y'all are complaining.
Make a nice lean too.
Yeah. Yeah.
This session has just been insane.
It's like we're angry, but we felt good.
Killing
these creatures. Yeah. And also, Adler needs to do medicine check on Vemir, because Vemir's not doing good.
All right, well, yeah, I'll spend an hour treating wounds. All We're sleeping in.
Yep, you spend an hour treating that. You guys do sleep through the night afterwards. So go ahead and do all your heals and stuff like that. But you guys have a much nicer night sleeping.
36 for Vemir.
That
oh, wait,
is...
no. More than that. It's a lot.
I mean, you can heal throughout the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really, I'm down to 6 HP and my max is 60, so that's why I'm like...
Wow.
54?
hold on 40. A second.
Just enough.
Well, I mean, I'll be treating y'all through the night, and then we'll just sleep in tomorrow. So, I mean, if anything, we'll probably get back to the mine a little later.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Just make sure we're all taught that.
Yeah, you'll get there at like noon instead of 10 exactly. You know.
Yeah. And I would say probably for us, we should move location for a moment. Like, not in the exact location where all the bodies are.
I mean,
just putting
smell
that out there.
Alone.
Kezra looks over to Elk and he's like, I thought you were keeping watch. Why did I get fireballed in my sleep?
We did keep watch. We were looking and then scurrying and then a fireball just popped up.
Well, great job.
Well,
that fucking hurt.
We did what we could. You seem fine.
Adelar, can you repair this?
I don't think I have expertise in this, but Kezra, you are used to crafting things.
You repair my shield all the time.
I do. Do I have crafting? I thought Kezra had crafting.
Kezra was the one that repaired.
Yeah, you're using mending.
Mend? I mean, tomorrow, I can't do this right now.
Can't do it today.
I can do it today.
Okay.
I'm an expert in crafting.
Yeah. Sick.
Oh, and for the record, because Fireball has a range of 500 feet.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I can't see that far.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
Sorry. Low light vision.
Yes.
Low light vision, like...
All right. Next morning, you guys wake up.
Well, before that, because Adelar's like, there must be something we can do. Don't we have some sort of item or anything we could use to help us? I mean, what about that figurine or whatever?
Oh, yeah, we need a... Yeah, what was that?
Yeah.
I think Elk had it.
Did we?
Dog figurine.
I don't even remember the dog figurine. Because
What kind of shield is yours?
Steel shield.
No, I didn't have the dog figurine because at that point I had Skull. So I think I had it. Adelar had it.
Wondrous figurine?
I mean, sure. I might have had it.
Yeah, because...
I don't think it's... Let me check my...
Onyx dog.
Yeah, onyx dog.
The simple onyx statue transforms into a guard dog. The dog has a plus four circumstance bonus to survival, checks, to track, and has dark vision. Wow, that's cool.
That is awesome.
The dog senses a hidden creature with its scent. That creature is instead observed and concealed. The onyx dog can be activated once per week and remains in its form up to 6 hours. So,
only once per week.
Once per week,
wow.
Dude.
Well, I guess we probably know this about it, and it's like, well, it's too late now, but perhaps next watch we'll activate it, because it seems that we need magical assistance to keep us all safe.
I didn't realize the range was that much. 500 feet.
Yeah,
jeez.
That's way off.
Yep.
I thought it was like 200.
Jeez. No.
Okay.
What's the total hit points on your shield since it's buffed?
30.
Did you want to use the Onyx figure there, Timbo?
No, use it tomorrow night.
Okay. Do it on a night where you can get like more much longer rest uninterrupted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. While Kezra is fixing up Benton's shield,
I get it repaired in 20 minutes.
Got sick. It. Wake up the next morning. Yeah, you guys slept in a bit, so about 9 a.m. or so. You guys are able to get up and stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, hopefully that was. A large part of the remaining force, but I guess we still have that kobold to deal with.
Yes.
Indeed.
Wasn't there another one by her hut as well? Like, there was, I remember on the map, there was like, there was a watch, like, outside of the hut.
Right. See,
she had swamp seers, I believe.
Yeah, she had two of the swamp seers posted around her little house.
Yes.
You saw, they were on the roof, actually.
Oh,
so, yep.
Yeah, we still have those swamp seers out there.
I'm less worried about them.
Yes, she has quite a power of poison.
I mean, we could attempt to sneak up on the hut, take her by surprise.
That is true. Meanwhile, Famir is eating the bodies.
Ha!
Yep. They're cooked.
They're good.
They're
small creatures. That's fine.
Yep.
It's like eating a squirrel on the side of the road.
So my uncle had a shirt that said Roadkill Cafe, and there was like a fake menu on the back that it was like, you know, squirrel stew.
Jesus.
It's gross. It was like a possum brisket.
Oh.
Alrighty. What do you guys, have you thought any more about my idea of attacking from the north?
I think that's a good idea, getting space between that dinosaur and this kobold.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be very stealthy by myself, but...
Yes. I believe we can set some things up. Do you think that the kobold sent that group after us, or they just did it on their own volition.
I mean, they clearly saw us leave for the woods, so I imagine they just followed us.
It was the same group that came out of the house.
Yes. I believe so anyways.
Yeah,
so.
Question, Ilk. How far can you shoot an arrow accurately?
I would say, if I'm really trained on the target, 160 feet at least.
What if you hid in the woods and shot the spiders and made them mad?
That I could do.
What if we positioned ourselves to the south in the trees and you took a couple of pot shots to see if the spiders
get a bit curious.
Get agitated.
Yes, because I don't think that they have friend or foe. They just want their little home.
Right.
Their burrow. Yes, that seems... Yes, I could be able to strike. Actually, I wouldn't even need to hit them. I would have to hit near them. Then they would get curious.
I like the idea.
Could try it. If it doesn't work, we go with Benton's plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about closing the distance between that kobold.
Yes, it is quite at range. Well, I have a couple spells that I can use at a far distance, so perhaps we can trade blows while you move in. And, Kezra, I believe you had some sort of magics that made Benson move at incredible speed, so...
I have something perhaps a little bit better.
And he hands you 4 potions.
Okay.
Of Drakeheart mutagen.
Oh, shit. That's not good shit.
Yep. When you drink this potion, your skin grows tough as scales like a drake, your eyesight becomes sharp, and your pupils are slitted.
Nice.
And your limbs grow wiry and quick, but your mind and reflexes become slow.
Oh.
The benefit, you gain the listed AC bonus with a dex cap of +2.
So you already...
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have dex, so...
Yeah. So it's a +4 AC.
Whoa!
Holy
what?
Shit.
Huh?
With a dex cap of 2. So what does that mean? That's like a... How does that work?
If you have a dexterity modifier, then... It would add the +4 that you said.
Yeah, but you can only get +2.
Yeah. So, what's your dexterity mod?
Let me find it.
Probably
0.
0. So you get all of that +4.
Wow.
Does it add an armor bonus or is it just an untyped?
It's an item bonus.
Oh.
Huh. So that should.
See if that's different than armor.
Yeah. Like, what kind of mutagen is it?
Even if you don't get the AC bonus, there's more. So look that up. Item bonus versus armor bonus.
Yeah.
See if there's a difference. You gain the listed AC. You add the item bonus to perception checks, so +4 to perception checks. If you're wearing armor, you still calculate your proficiency bonus to AC based on your proficiency in the armor you're wearing, even if the Drakeheart mutagen has a higher item bonus. Okay, so I guess it doesn't stack with armor. You use whatever's higher.
Yeah. Wait, your armor is definitely better, yeah.
But you also gain the final surge action. Final surge, activate. You stride twice, and the Drakeheart mutagen ends. So you basically envision yourself, and you can just stride twice. So that's how you can close the distance.
Wait, for free?
For free.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
Yep.
So so in this case, you won't gain armor because your armor's better,
right.
But you'll get +4 to perception, which is your
initiative.
Yeah.
Yep. And when you want to close the distance, you end the effect of the potion and you just ride twice.
Wow.
Yep.
So and you have distance. 4 of them because I have 12. I crafted them before we left.
This makes me happy.
Did you just spit in some vials and just like...
Hey, Kezra's he's moved on from his snake oil days.
Yeah.
Yeah, so add 4 of those to your thing.
Ride twice.
Oh yep.
Yeah.
Question. Was there anything on that dragon priest?
All he had...
I'm unsure if he had like a...
He or she, it doesn't say. This one was male. No, all he had was the +1 striking longsword, so... Same outfit as last.
Oh, sorry.
Last
the perception bonus is +1, not +4.
But did he have like any sigil on him, like?
Yeah. I mean, he was dressed. He was dressed up like a dragon priest. So
yeah, because it's more like because he after he decapitated him, he just wants to really just rub it in. Like, just.
And the drawback while the potion is active is you gain a -1 penalty to will saves, reflex saves, and all skill checks for recall knowledge.
Okay.
So it's active for 1 minute. for you. It's mostly just a roll initiative and then charge.
Yeah.
Basically a temporary kind of haste.
Yeah. That's really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I get AC bonus from that. I get plus two AC with that potion.
Nice.
I would get the full.
I don't wear armor.
Yeah, I don't wear armor either. I'd get a...
Do you want one?
I probably should, especially for getaways.
Didn't you say
it does take away from your knowledge checks, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
I don't need knowledge to kill people.
I don't need knowledge to run away.
Well, that's true, too. Okay, so you guys have these. You guys have these this new equipment that Kezra's spitting out to you guys.
I used legit just spitting.
I will move you all over to the Cinderclaw Mine map.
Yeah.
Place yourselves wherever you would like.
Okay.
Depending on your strategy here.
Yeah.
I know you guys said you were going to come from the north. And walk me through how you guys are going to approach this.
So we wanted to attempt to agitate the spiders first. Yeah. Without you, without them knowing about you.
Without you knowing.
Without me knowing.
Without you knowing.
Secret.
Kessler, what are you doing on the map? Kessler, stop.
You just cut the map.
So you guys go to the northeast side where the big hill was.
Yeah.
All right. Let me read that. I'll read it again just to kind of refresh us. A giant pile of yellowish clay and mud has been dumped here, an immense spoil pile from the nearby mine, and you all see. I will reveal the creatures themselves. Three large-sized spiders.
They're still.
I know you guys are in the tree line, but you know, post yourselves wherever. If you guys would like, you can make a knowledge check while you are here in order to, try to get a sense on what these things are.
Go trackpad, go. Do this giant map.
Guys, just get a mouse.
Yeah, no.
what kind of knowledge check is it?
It's be knowledge nature.
No.
Nope.
Roll 20 grid race. With the trackpad.
Mm.
All right, you guys are all over there now. All
right, sorry.
Make a knowledge check on these gigantic spiders.
Again. Yeah, no.
I know a little bit about nature from my studies.
I read in a book once.
Nope.
All right.
It's a common house spider, but it's grown to enormous size.
It's a common house spider. It's just bigger.
way bigger.
It doesn't eat bugs. It eats people. Just
to that point, actually, as you guys are sort of watching this, you're planning your attack, and you can see these massive. They're called mud spiders, so I'm not gonna
hide the name.
Yeah. The mud spiders themselves, they appear to be digging around. They're, you know, cleaning out stuff and, you know, moving mud around. One of them takes one of its claws as it's sort of digging away at the mud, and you see something shiny under the mud, and it kicks it away, and it looks like the glorious helm of a previous adventure.
Oh, man.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Not the word. No.
We all just looked at John.
It's mine.